Welcome to episode 340 of The Lab. I'm Brad Barton.
I'm Phil Barton.
This is one in our continuing series about robotics and automation in space and space travel. If you'd like to hear the other episodes, you can find them by visiting thelabwithbrad.com.
Robotics are funny to you?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the little giggle. My robot army!
Where are we?
Don't get me started. We're going to Uranus.
Uranus, yes.
See, we no episode next week.
Oh, okay.
We were thinking about doing like a half episode like happened last week, only on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But all that stuff that happened, I'm not sure what we've said about this planet or not anymore.
Oh, we're lost. there's a whole series about that.
All right, well, Robinson, we are talking about the planet Uranus.
Yes.
And let's run through the basic statistics. Yeah, let's hit the...
How big is it?
It is the seventh planet out.
Okay.
Roughly four times wider than Earth.
Okay.
That's a diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly 14 Earths in mass.
Oh.
It is the third largest by size.
Okay.
Fourth largest by mass. Neptune is a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. And a little bit heavier.
Okay.
It takes light from the sun 2 hours and 40 minutes to reach this planet.
Okay. That's a long time.
Its orbital period, yeah. It's a Uranian year.
Oh, hey.
Is 84 of our years long.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That seems excessive.
Yeah, calm down, planets.
I mean...
It's axial tilt.
Ah.
97.7 degrees.
That's a bit much.
It's more than all the way sideways.
Weebles wobble, and they never come back up.
Yeah, so depending upon the time of the year, one of its or the other of its poles is more or less pointed straight at the sun.
Oh,
off by like 7.7 degrees, but whatever.
Yeah.
And it means like a summertime on any given hemisphere around the pole involves 42 years of sunlight.
Wow.
And winter, 42 years of not so much sun.
I'm sick of the sun.
So nobody's quite sure why it's on its side like that. Popular theory is it got whacked by something.
Yeah, right.
But its moons, or at least its regular satellites, are in line with its own equator. So the whole system is sort of tilted over on its side.
Oh.
Moons and rings.
Does the spinning of a planet drag them into the equator
line?
Yes,
but slowly, ever so slowly, which is why the irregular satellites are still irregular. And anything that is spinning around the equator is assumed to have formed with the planet.
Okay.
So somehow, when it was still just sort of a goopy cloud, the whole darn thing got tipped over.
Hmm.
Anyway, 13 rings, 27 known moons.
Okay.
Of those... 9 are called the inner moons, and 8 are called the major moons. Mm-hmm. Those are the regular satellites, and then everybody else is irregular.
Okay.
Since we've never been there, except briefly with Voyager, we assume there's more moons there somewhere.
Because we need a satellite to catch all the satellites.
Takes a satellite. Set a thief to catch a thief kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the moons are showing some signs of subsurface oceans.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's all I got to say about that. That's the news. Let's go to the weather. Actually, we did talk about the Uranian weather, along with other things, on Monday. Science.
That's what we do.
We're talking about it, and today it is sponsored by the Non-Lethal Gas Chamber, the Double Blind Beauty Pageant, and the Unbreakable Pinata. We did the Monday thing.
We did.
Last week.
We are.
Which is all we did last week.
Yeah.
So we got a little time, extra Monday. How about some planets and some strangeness?
Okay.
So the gas giants.
Right.
All four of them.
Mm.
Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune on their order closest to furthest away from the sun.
Okay.
They're all kicking out more heat than they receive from the sun.
Okay.
Which isn't that big a deal, so do we.
We do?
Oh, yeah, good for us. You know, what with those volcanoes and crustal overturn and all that sort of thing?
Yeah.
These planets, they're sort of warm on the inside still, or for other reasons.
Okay.
Now, Jupiter, they got figured out, it's kind of shrinking at a rate that explains why it's heating up.
Okay.
It's sort of collapsing under its own weight. Slowly and painfully.
And yeah.
So. Saturn is also doing that, but it's also kicking out a little bit more heat.
Mm-hmm.
And they think maybe it's because helium goes liquid somewhere down there in the deep down.
Mm-hmm.
And that phase transition happens, and then that falls through the rest of the atmosphere and frictions it up.
Okay.
They think the same thing's happening on Neptune.
Okay.
Instead of heliums, it might be diamonds.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are we need to go to Neptune? Like, immediately.
Uranus and Neptune, they call them ice giants. Much smaller than Saturn and Jupiter.
Okay.
But still bigger than us.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Uranus is about 4 Earth diameters across.
Holy crap. Okay.
Whatever that comes out to in British pounds.
You love the Europeans. Yeah.
It's thought that, you know, as you dive down into these atmospheres, they get colder and colder in the troposphere, as they call it, the main part of the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then you eventually hit these layers of water and ammonia and methane.
Okay.
Like, the outer stuff is all hydrogen and helium.
Mm-hmm.
So that methane, it might hit this place where all of the carbon gets squished together into diamonds.
Oh, neat.
And then the hydrogen just sort of goes wandering away.
Okay.
And it's thought that might explain why Neptune is hotter than it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the diamonds are falling through the, I don't know if I want to call that air at that point. The fluid.
Yeah. Whatever it's made of, yeah.
And heating it up.
Hmm.
Also, both Uranus and Neptune have offset magnetic fields.
Okay.
Like everybody else's comes from the core of the planet. There's this offset, like, along their poles.
Mm-hmm.
They think maybe there's a layer of liquid carbon that's making the magnetic field bounce away.
Okay.
And that there's big, bergy chunks of diamond floating in it.
See? Okay. We need a big net.
So they've been trying to do this in the lab.
Oh. Okay.
And in 2020, these guys with this big, fat, overpowered X-ray laser thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Shot it at polystyrene.
Oh, really?
In order to simulate the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you bet they were getting diamonds out of this.
You're kidding me.
And at the same time, the other stuff that was part of the polystyrene, mostly hydrogen. It might all be just carbon and hydrogen. I don't know enough about polystyrene.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it didn't have a fluid transition. It just went straight from gas to diamond.
Okay.
So what's stopping, changing the magnetic field? There's no fluid layer.
Right. Okay. It's a mystery. Yes. We can't get in there.
Exactly.
Hmm.
All right. Now I'm going to tell this story anyway, even though, so we've been doing, we're doing episodes on science has some unfortunate terms.
Yeah.
I give you the sperm whale.
Oh, right.
And the planet Uranus.
Yep. Yeah.
So I was down a rabbit hole on Kepler's laws and ellipses and parabolas and so forth.
Okay.
And I was just thinking, maybe I should do a Monday on this. You know, at least we wouldn't have any trouble with those funny terms. When I discovered a term called the lattice rectum.
Oh, we're safe. No.
And it really is the same word, R-E-C-T-U-M.
Why would you? Oh, science.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
So why is Uranus so cold?
Dang it.
You need thermal underwear. There's no way we're going to get through the whole episode without at least one joke, right?
I was trying to contain myself. It was cold down there.
Finish on the lattice rectum.
That's right. Okay.
Between minus 220 and 270 Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 370 Fahrenheit. Vies for the coldest place in the solar system, weirdly. Bits of it, anyway.
Regular void space, what is that?
Doesn't have a temperature.
Mm-hmm.
We've discussed this before.
And I'm just going to keep asking.
Okay. Weird thing, upper atmosphere is too hot.
Okay.
From the thermosphere to the exosphere. What the hell does that mean when it's at home?
Right.
Okay, well, there's the troposphere,
mm-hmm.
which is the stuff that actually touches the surface of the planet.
Okay.
Even though They keep saying Uranus doesn't have a surface per se. But they call the thickest part they've been able to study the troposphere.
Sounds good.
Then you got a stratosphere.
Mm-hmm.
On our planet, the troposphere gets colder as you go up, and then you hit the stratosphere, uh-huh. which gets hotter as you go up.
Oh, okay.
In the upper thermosphere of Earth, the ISS is orbiting right through the middle of that. So that's how thin that is. And then there's the exosphere.
Yes.
Where it's thin enough to where there's probably not much molecule-to-molecule interaction, perhaps none whatsoever.
Okay.
But it's a bunch of gas molecules that are bound to the planet through gravity.
Oh, okay.
So instead of being an atmosphere per se, they're like very, 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 very tiny moons.
I challenge you to count those.
Yeah. And Uranus's exosphere goes out an unusual distance, enough to interact with the rings, and kind of put a drag on them, which might explain why the Uranian rings are so, well, wimpy. But anyway, all of the gas giants, ice giants, and the other two, Saturn and Jupiter, their exospheres and thermospheres are too hot.
Yeah. Okay.
So, in 2014, they're watching Uranus do its thing.
Okay.
And we don't really know what its weather is normally like. We haven't been able to observe it well for a full Uranian year. What with it being 84 years long and all.
Yeah, you need a big chunk of data missing.
Yeah, so they've been watching a 20-year cooling trend in the upper atmosphere of Uranus.
Okay.
And then there was a big storm.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly the upper atmosphere heated up.
Okay.
So they're thinking maybe it's the storms. Anyway, storms, even on our planet, can set up waves between the thermosphere and the stratosphere.
Okay.
And then those get transferred into the thermosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And that tends to heat it up because they dissipate there and turn into, heat.
Okay.
So... Does
a hurricane and its feedback loop of heat apply to what you're talking about at all?
I have no idea what you're talking about at all.
Okay.
But speaking of weather, our next planet
is
called the windiest planet in the solar system.
Hey.
But we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Next time. See you then.
Bye.